Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 14th February, 1952. Public latrine at Rose Hill, St. Peter. On this day, 14th February 1952, the residents of Rose Hill and Mile and a Quarter got their first latrine and bath. This was the second such sanitary installation in the parish following the construction of an earlier convenience at Sand Street, Spikestown. The Rose Hill and Mile and a Quarter villages contained approximately 400 residents, many of whom had experienced typhoid fever resulting from unsanitary conditions in their makeshift toilet facilities. The new facility, according to the Barbados Advocate, measured 30 feet long by 12 feet wide. Two pans and one urinal were built for males and two pans for females. There was also a tap and sink for males, all under a galvanized roof. Built at the cost of £500, funded by the St. Peter Vestry, the new convenience was welcomed by the residents, who thanked the Commissioners of Health for this project. At the opening ceremony, speeches were given by G.C. Parish, Commissioner of Health, Mr. Eric Chandler, Road Inspector, and Mr. Reed, the Chief Sanitary Inspector for the parish. As soon as the speeches were over, according to the Barbados Advocate, residents of the parish proceeded the, quote, christening of the toilet and bath, unquote, this day, 14th February, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.